What building blocks did you see in this defense immediately after taking the job as you kind of took a broad look at it?
Well, it was scattered. You know, it was told to me early on when I got here that they've given up more yards and points in the last 2 years than anybody in the league. So we're going to have to make our own building blocks. But I think any time you come to a new place, the first job is to make the players you already have better. And, you know, that's our job number one before you talk about free agency and draft and whatnot. So we need to make the guys that we have here better.
I know you want to make all the pieces fit, but which ones already fit or seem to be a natural fit? Are there any?
Well, I mean, we Kyle Fuller had a nice year as a rookie. You know, expect him to be a good corner in this league. You're talking about the guys that have already been here, yeah. The guys we acquired?
The guys that were here when you got here.
Well, I think McClellan and Christian Jones have some talent, and they should be able to find a spot in our defense somewhere. Jay Ratliff is still a good player in this league, always has been. I don't see him slowing down. He should be able to find a spot for us and be an integral player for us.
And he could be an end, right?
He can be an end or a nose.
What about Christian Jones jumped out at you?
Well, he's got good size, got good athletic ability. He's a young, eager guy, and football is important to him, and I think he's got a bright future if he can develop.
How has Jared Allen adapted to kind of a position switch for him?
He did well in the mini camp that we had here, and I think he was excited about it. And like I told him, I said he can have a rebirth to his career here, playing a little bit of a new position. But, you know, the NFL today, you play more nickel than you actually play base. You know, for some teams, it's 65 to 75% of the time, and he'll be playing his normal position then. So it's not as drastic as a change as you might think.
You probably had situations where you got guys who played defensive end in college and then you work with them at outside linebacker. Have you ever had a situation with so many veterans who spent their whole careers playing defensive end and you got to teach all these guys some tricks?
No, probably not. Not as many in that regard, but they've done well so far. And we've got some guys that have been linebackers in their career. You know, Acho's been a linebacker in his career. Purnell has kind of moved around in his career, and he's had some experience out there. And it's not as hard as everybody thinks. It's a slow growing process. A lot of the things that look hard to them now will eventually be easy, but we got to work through that.
What are some of the important elements of that change or transition, the things that the guys really have to master in order to do well on game day?
Well, we expect good pass rush from them, so that's no different than being an end. And they got to be able to function in coverage a little bit. You know, we're not going to have them doing tough jobs in coverage. Some of them can evolve to be, depending upon the play. But they'll be doing things that they're used to doing as an end, except they're going to be doing it standing up and at the end of the line. You know, it's called a 3-4 defense, but you, in some ways, can call it a 5-2. You know, because we like bigger guys out there, and I don't foresee it being a major problem, although there's a lot of learning and growing that has to take place.
What kind of identity do you look to create with your defenses?
Well, we want to play smart. We want to know what to do, how to do it, and then play hard, okay? And that's the most important thing. You know, playing hard is important, but if you're playing hard doing the wrong thing, either from an assignment standpoint or a technique standpoint, then it doesn't matter that you're playing hard. So we want to be doing the right thing from an assignment standpoint, do it the right way from a technique standpoint, and then play hard. And then if we're talented enough, we'll be good.
You mentioned, Vic, Shay McClellan earlier. He moved around a little bit in the 4-3 the last couple of years. What is it about your scheme that maybe suits the skills that he has right now?
Well, he's got good size. He's got good athletic ability, I think. He has been hindered, I think, by being moved around. To no fault of anybody's, just the way it goes. I think he's got a chance to be a good inside linebacker. We're going to give him a full opportunity here and a full chance to learn the position so we can evaluate him and see if that's a good spot for him. You know, when he came out of college, he was a versatile guy. He played a lot of different positions. And, you know, maybe now it's time to lock him down into hopefully an inside linebacker spot. But if it doesn't work out, maybe we move him back out. But I want to see him at inside linebacker for a while.
Why is that? What about his traits suit that inside position?
Well, I think he's got good instincts. He's got some size. He can run. I think he could be a good blitzer from in there. So just a little bit of everything.
How do you weigh the importance of having some guys with the previous 3-4 experience? You mentioned Acho and McPhee, versus trying to get your young guys, your rookies, on the field early.
It's not that important. Football is football. 3-4, 4-3, it's still 7 guys up front. It's just how you organize it and the mechanics of it. So I don't think the experience is a big thing. A defensive lineman playing a 3 technique in our defense is very similar to what they do in a 4-3. So I don't think the experience helps, but it's not the ultimate.
So are you comfortable putting a lot on the plate of a rookie if you feel he's ready to be out there and contributing early on, or do you like to have them get a little bit more experience before you count on them?
Both. couldn't be wrong on that answer. If he's going to be out there, we're going to expect him to be able to function within the defense, but we're anxious to – we're not going to hold a guy being a rookie against them from putting him out on the field.
You had a pretty interesting couple of weeks before you wound up signing here. You talked to a couple of teams, one with the Niners about the head coaching job too, right? What did you learn anything about yourself, about the business, or about the process from all that?
No, I mean, that time of year, you never know what the people that are hiring are looking for, what they want. So I try not to drive yourself crazy with that. It was good that I had some choices. John called me and asked me if I was interested in coming here. It wasn't like I had anybody working him, or he, just called, and I liked the fit here, so this is where I chose to come.
Why was this a better fit than some other place?
I just like the people here. I like John, like the organization. Ryan coming in here, I had a good feel for him, and just had a good feel. Nothing concrete. I can't give you a list of this, this, and this. Just a gut feeling.
What does Ray McDonald bring to your defense?
Well, it brings toughness, brings good play. He's an equally good player against the run and pass, and he's a guy that can play every down in there. He's not just a run specialist or a pass specialist. He's a good, solid player in all areas.
Ryan mentioned that you were instrumental in ironing out some of the character questions given the incidents that he had. What can you tell us about his character and why you felt compelled to speak on his behalf?
Well, obviously, I'd been around him for 4 years, so I knew what kind of guy he was on a daily basis. And nobody gets to know players, and players get to know coaches more than when you're in football, because we were with those guys 8-9 hours a day and in training camp more. So I know who he is. And even you guys, it's been well reported about the process that we went through here in deciding whether to sign him or to pursue signing him. And at that point where it was said we weren't going to pursue it, at that point I called 2 other teams in the league to recommend that they sign Ray, and I called Ray's agent to tell him, hey, if you need any character reference, anybody wants to talk to me about Ray that they might be interested in, have him feel free to call me. So I think that tells you what I feel about him.
When that's obviously very strong, when you see these incidents happening and the trouble that he's been in, how unsettling was it for you, and how did you react to that?
Well, it's unsettling. He put himself in some situations that he didn't need to be in. But the fact of the matter is he was never charged with anything. The headlines, I think, looked worse than what actually happened, but they happened. And he made a mistake putting himself in those positions for that to happen. But ultimately, he was not charged with anything, and so we felt good about it here.
Nick, is it fair to say that the 3-4 you played in San Francisco is a little less of the traditional 2-gap 3-4, maybe it's your own spin on a 34 defense?
Yeah, the bunch of the 3-4s that are being played in the league, they're all a little different. Some drastically different, some a little different. And I would say we're kind of a combination of the old school 3-4 that you might be alluding to, and some more of the – where we play a lot of 4-3 principles, too, within a 3-4. So, we're not always going to be in a guy over the tackle and a guy head up on the center. We'll be in an under and over looking front also. So it's kind of a hybrid.
Based on what you look for out of the nose tackle position, what is Eddie Goldman? How's his skill set match that?
Well, he's big and strong, which is important. We don't feel like he'll get knocked back into our inside linebackers, which is really important. That's job 1 for any of the 3 guys up front. and feel like he's strong and be able to get off blocks and make some plays in there, and hopefully we can get some pass rush out of him too.
As you look at the positions on the field in that 3-4, are there any that stand out as more important to what you do schematically, either in building blocks or foundational positions there?
Well, they're all important. You know, I mean, the secondary is the secondary. It doesn't matter if you're a 3-4 or 4-3. We're all looking for the same kind of guys for the most part. We do need some outside linebackers that can rush the passer, because when you do go to nickel, like I said, you're playing more nickel than base. Those guys are your ends, usually. So they got to have end abilities to rush the passer. You know, so those are important guys. Your heart and soul of any defense, and the 3-4 is no different. The three down linemen, to me, are the heart and soul of the defense. You know, if they're getting pushed around, it doesn't matter what you're in, we're in trouble. Then you got to have some inside linebackers that can play behind those guys, play with good instincts, and find the ball. And no different than any linebacker position.
I know it's a couple months ago, but what was your reaction to Chris Borland's decision to retire?
I was surprised. But I communicated with him after he decided, and he seemed, you know, like that's what he wanted to do. It didn't seem like he kind of stumbled on the decision, and so he's on with it, and he's moving on with the rest of his life, you know, outside of football.
Because you mentioned the outside rushers, the edge rushers, outside linebackers. How comfortable are you with that group right now? How would you assess their progress so far? You've got to have a mix of veteran ends.
It's been good, you know, not talking about the guys that are here today, more so that we had in mini camp with the vets. You know, we've got a lot of guys there right now. Now, two of them aren't practicing, so we haven't seen them at all. But I was pleased with the way the guys have come along, and they've taken to the teaching that we've given them in the meetings, and we're able to bring it on to the field. And I think we got some good choices there. I think we'll come up with three, four, or five good outside backers, however many we keep, and we'll go from there. But I think it's okay right now.